I am descended from royalty. Not the kings of Prussia, nor the czars of Russia. And if you could see me, you'd know I'm not the crown prince of Thailand. No, I am the son of the queen of Filene's basement. Now, this isn't a story about some department store you'd find out and about at any mall. No, this takes place in the old days, back when I was a child, back when people from the four corners of the earth came to downtown Boston looking for a bargain. But if you want a real bargain, you had to be brave enough to go in and face a sale day. There were three major sales a year. Down from up, when Filene's brought the good stuff from upstairs down into the basement and sold it for cheap. Pretty good. Neiman Marcus. Back in those days, country and western clothing. Yahoo! But I don't think so. And then the diamond in the crown. Saks Fifth Avenue. Saks Fifth Avenue, where among many other things, they sold suits. Men's suits. Size 38 regular suits in our particular case. My father's size. My father worked for the Federal Aviation Agency, and I am here to tell you my father was the finest-dressed contract administrator the federal government had ever known, because my father always wore a suit, and almost always that label read, Saks Fifth Avenue. But if you wanted one of these suits, you'd better get there early. A morning of a sale day began about 7 a.m. across the street in Cole Stone's restaurant. This was kind of command central. On this particular morning, my mother was so nervous that she said I could order anything I wanted. There was a wall full of desserts and salads and sandwiches, and in back the grills, and in the far back where they did the real cooking. My father said you could get anything from a beef burger to a bit of yak back there. I ordered 2 foot-long hot dogs, mustard, relish, and gimme lots of onions, just in case any shopper got in my face. And then I went over and sat down. At every one of the tables in Cole Stone's restaurant, it looked like commanders giving out pep talks and instructions. In most cases, it was families with the moms. But on some tables, there were just middle-aged women exchanging slips of paper. My mother explained that these women worked as commandos. They would share all of their sizes and shop in each of the departments. But we, of course, worked as a family unit. My mother gave us instructions. We'd all heard her say this before, so I'm munching on the hot dogs. The key was you had to be across the street and in place by 8 o'clock, because the basement was, well, in the basement. It was down the steep flight of stairs, and there was a platform, and you had to be down on the platform to be able to see into the basement to see where they put out the suits, because they didn't always put the suits out in the same place every time. Very sneaky. But as we were about to go across the street, my sister Mary had to go to the bathroom. So we had to wait for that, and by the time we got across the street on this particular day, it was 7 minutes after 8, and we were stuck up on the stairs. My mother could not see into the basement, and she began to panic. My father convinced one man to lean way over the railing and 2 little old ladies to get down on their knees, and then my mother bent as low as she could, and she could see just into the basement, and she thought she knew where they'd put out the suits. Now we stood and we waited. The doors were open and there was just a chain across the doorway. With minutes to go, a little old man, one of the security guards dressed in blue with the little blue hat, would step into the doorway and take the chain into his hand, not releasing it, mind you, because many years before, someone had convinced him to let that chain go. It was a lady in the front of the line who said, "Ooh, my tummy! Oh, it's squeezing me! I think I'm going to faint." The old man fell sucker for the ploy, dropped the chain, and now the crowd began to surge forward. There are 5 entrances to the basement. The other 4 are beginning to riot, but we got to go shopping early. With chain in hand, the guard watches his watch. As the seconds tick by, the crowd begins running in place. It's like the start of the Boston Marathon. And then 8:30. Bell ring, chain drop, and that guard leaps for his life. We burst through the doorway and immediately take up formation. We've been shopping for years. My mother ran on point. My sister Margaret ran to my mother's right side. My sister Margaret has cerebral palsy. It's a very mild case, but don't let it ever be said that when the McCabe's shopping, it is not a family experience. My sister Mary, who was shy, was to my mother's left. I was on the right wing. My sister Nancy, left flank. My father running behind, looking somewhat distracted. We form a flying wedge, knocking slow shoppers out of the way, when, for the only time in all of her shopping, my mother breaks formation. She suddenly dashes out ahead of us, moving quicker than I have ever seen my mother move in her life. She's left around one of the counters, right around another one of the counters, and she's picking up speed. She has spotted the suits. And now, as she's running towards the suits, she brings her right hand up in a karate chop pose, passes the 37s, drops her hand, and she runs the rack. She gets to the 39s, her other hand comes down, her elbows lock, knees come down, shoulders, and with a Herculean grunt, she picks up 12 suits off of the rack. Staggering backwards, she turns towards the onrushing mob and heads for the corner. She's screaming, "I've got the suits! I've got the suits!" Now the crowd assumes she must be working for the basement, so they clear out of the way. My mother has piled them up into the corner. When the crowd has now gathered, and a slow chant is beginning to develop. Where are the 38s? Where are the 38s? Moments later, the chant changes to, "There are the 38s. There are the 38s. I look over, and they're beginning to charge. It is looking like the running of the bulls in Pamplona. They're coming down on top of us. I had played football. I grab my sister Nancy, Mary, Margaret, and we dig in, waiting for the onslaught. My mother calmly holds up a suit. Fran, my father looks down and says, "Well, I don't know. I don't like the color very much." At this point, the mob has reached us. They're reaching over us, around us, and through us, and screaming things in our ear that no child should ever have to hear. My mother looks at my father and says, "You don't want it? Fine." She takes the suit, hurls it up over our heads, and back into the mob. The mob surges back to grab the suit, relieving pressure on us, and my mother holds up another suit. "Fran," my father looks down, "Oh, I don't know. I mean, the stripe, do you actually think it matches?" "Fine." She takes that suit, hurls it up over our head and back into the crowd. It takes my mother moments to go through all of the suits. My father selects three and then goes off to change. And my mother goes in to the deeper basement where the women go shopping. I am terrified. I hate going down there. No man should ever see women behaving this way. But on this day, my mother looked at me, gave me pity, and let me wait upstairs. It was only moments, it seemed, before we were back on the train, heading out on the Orange Line, back towards Everett. We were coming up into the sunlight of North Station, where the tracks hang a hard right and then a left, and in between those two corners, there is the sweetest smell any boy could smell, the Stop and Shop Bakery. 7 floors of baking cookies. I go over to the subway car doors and pull those little rubber stoppers out of the way and hang my nose out over North Station to get the big whiff. And then I thought, why waste this? So I turned to my mother to invite her over. And there she was, sitting, the shopping around her feet like treasure. She was staring out the window, and as I looked at her that day, I thought, she isn't my mother. She doesn't look like my mother. She looks like a queen. And in fact, she was. For my mother is the queen of Filene's basement.